A lot of us turning our minds to getting away. A lot of folks saying, hey, you know what? Restrictions are being lifted. And it sounds like the days of having to show proof of vaccination to get into Canada are coming to an end. We've been talking about this over the last couple of days. There's all sorts of sources saying that the federal government is poised to drop mandatory vaccination requirements and will make that Arrive Can app optional. So what does it mean for you? What does it mean for the travel industry? And I'm wondering, you know, there's a lot of folks out there have been traveling quite a bit, but for those of you who have been restricted, does that mean you're getting at her? You're calling up the travel agent, you're on Expedia, you're good to go. Where's your head at when it comes to travel right now? What does that look like? 780-496-0063. Do you have plans already for the winter? I'd love to hear from you. Haidar El-Mayz is the owner of Travel Gurus. He joins us this afternoon. Hi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me again.
All right. So for the travel industry, this just has to be another piece of good news, you know, if we're, you know, a couple weeks away.
It is great news for us. I mean, we've been having some really great news lately. It's been really picking up for business, and you know, a lot of travelers are really happy about the news. And it's really great for inbound business to Canada as well.
Yeah, so are you seeing or are you hearing when it comes to inbound travel? I mean, you take a look at the industry itself, you know, international visitors coming here. What are those numbers looking like? Are we seeing more and more folks saying, okay, it's time to get doing this? And what impact is that having on the industry as a whole right now?
For sure. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the businesses would have loved to have this in the summertime.
Of course.
When, the peak of their inbound travel. But we know a lot of families that have been displaced from each other that can't travel here or wanted to come visit their family and couldn't come. So there's a lot of pros to this being removed. And really, we're just going to see inbound travel to Canada pick up even more than it already has.
So, Haidar, are you seeing more and more people calling the office, coming into the office, saying, hey, we're looking, we're hearing about this, you know, we want to start booking into the fall, into the winter, into the spring?
For sure. I mean, a lot of travelers, a lot of the clients that we know that weren't vaccinated, that also, you know, didn't want to even wear a mask on the plane, which we're also hoping that that gets removed as well at the end of this month. Canada is one of the last countries to remove these restrictions. So we're really hoping that they all get removed by the end of the month.
Yeah, well, we're hearing about the proof of vaccination, and of course, we're hearing about the Arrive Can app possibly being made optional. Haven't heard 100% one way or another about the masks on the planes, but I know that for a lot of folks, that is one of those ones that's going to make travel more appealing as well.
That's right. Yeah, so we have a list that we're going through. Really, what we're trying to let our clients know right now is the best time to book. I mean, prices are already higher than normal. And they're just going to, right now we're seeing a lot of spaces in winter and the holidays that are already gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's not even if you want to pay more for it, there's no availability anymore.
Haidar, when we take a look at that Arrive Can app, you know, recently in August, my husband and I went away and it was I didn't mind, you know, when we got to, you know, coming back from Mexico and we came through Toronto and we were coming through Toronto having that all filled out and it was pretty seamless. But it was a pain in the butt to spend, I don't know, about an hour, you know, in my room in Mexico filling it out. That Arrive Can app, what have you heard about it? And what is your opinion, you know, from a travel expert perspective on the use of that and whether or not we should be using it moving forward?
I mean, the way it is right now, Arrive Can app is just, like you said, a burden, something that you shouldn't have to mandatory do and take time out of your vacation, stress out. Sometimes I see people flying it out and line up on the way to checking in because the airline announces that they're going to check everybody's Arrive Can. What would be nice, though, is if somehow ArriveCan was also the immigration. I mean, imagine mm-hmm. having to do the ArriveCan app and then showing up to a machine and then re-having to fill out and re-being asked the same questions that are being asked even on the ArriveCan app. It would be nice if technology was smoother and it's all in one system that people can just fill out and know that if they have this fill out, again, make sure it's optional because not everybody could do it. And if it is easier that they can fill it out and have the immigration process quicker, then that would be great news for everybody.
Hadar, I want to go back to you mentioned about the upcoming season and the costs. We know that there is an urge, there's a demand for travel, and I expect that with the lifting of this, potentially at the end of this month, it's going to increase even more. You touched on it, telling us that things were pretty tight as it is. When you're looking at, if you're giving advice to folks right now who are thinking about traveling or saying, hey, heads up, what are you telling them about travel come this winter and into the new year?
They have to book as soon as possible. I mean, first we were saying prices are going to go up. You know what? Prices have already gone up. And now we're at the point where there is no availability. We're trying to look at certain resorts, certain destinations that we have direct flights from Edmonton that are absolutely sold out for January, February, March, obviously during Christmas and New Year's. We're seeing a ton of hotels being sold out, a ton of flights being sold out during those times.
What about the pressure on the airlines? I know that you don't speak for the airlines, but as you know, the owner of Travel Gurus, obviously you know a lot about what's going on. We've seen major, or we had seen major delays earlier this year with the boom in travel once again. There is some concern, though, that the lifting of these restrictions, we could see that boom again, and that could cause the potential for more delays with airplanes in airports. Is there a fear about that?
For sure. I mean, the airlines are telling us that they're ready, that they've learned a lot from what happened over the summer, that they're ready for it. The airports are saying that they're ready for it. So we really hope everybody's going to be ready for it. You know, everyone should expect a certain amount of delays. I mean, no matter how ready the airline's going to be, no matter how ready the airport's going to be, there are, especially during peak times like Christmas, New Year's, we're going to see those delays, especially any weather. Now, weather is going to be, I think, our biggest issues this winter. and you're going to see that the weather is going to cause the most headaches. You know, in summer, we've seen that certain things, even that they blame some of the ArriveCan issues and the restrictions and checking vaccinations was a part of it. And there was employee shortages. So as much as the airline says, you know, they're going to be ready for all this, they're not going to be ready for the weather, and they're, you know, and that's something they can't control. So I do believe you're going to see a lot of changes when it comes to weather delays.
All right, so we'll be keeping an eye on that, and always important, just as I've always said, when you're traveling, pack your patience, prepare for the possibility that you could be delayed, and think about that. I know the last trip that my husband and I went into, we said, hey, if something happens, we're just going to roll with it. We're not going to get
right.
too worked up about it, and I think that's really good advice for...
And always have travel insurance.
Yes,
always.
yeah, that's great
whether
advice right there.
Whether it's on your credit card, whether it's, you know, through your getting it through anywhere that you're booking or a travel agency, wherever you do, get that travel insurance. It's so worth it right now. There are some suppliers that the travel insurance is as little as $50. You can cancel for any reason up to 3 hours prior. It's amazing.
Is the baggage, the luggage issue getting better? Have you heard, Hadar?
That's right. I mean, I came back a month ago, and I think I had my bag lost for 20 days, even though I had iPhone tracker on it, and I knew exactly where it was, but the airline wouldn't let me tell them where it was, and it took me about 20 days to get my bags back. But right now with my clients, we're seeing a whole different shift of, you know, the amount of claims that we've had to help our clients with over the summer versus right now over this last month has been like night and day. It's
All
been
right.
from from extreme amount to very, very little amount of people. Regular now, it's a normal, you know, losing your bags is something that is very rare right now.
Well, fingers crossed it stays that way as we head into a busy travel time. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you betcha. Haider Elmaiz is the owner of Travel Guru. So what about you? How are you feeling about travel? Are you excited about this news? The word is, yes, that the days of having to show the proof of vaccination could be coming to an end by the end of this month, September 30th, that the Arrive Can app will become optional. Again, you know, the Arrive Can app, I mean, you know, if I upload my vaccination status, I'm going somewhere else, for example, the United States, because the U.S. still requires vaccination for entry. And if I need to show it somewhere, I don't know, does it work there? Or do I just use, you know, my digital health ID? I don't know. I haven't traveled to the U.S. since all of this has gone down. What I did like was being able to fill out my custom form through the Arrive Can app, get a little number, boom, show the border guard, the border agent, and tickety-boo, off we went. But it was the actual filling out part, because you could only fill it out a couple of days prior to leaving. In our case, it was Mexico. So that was a bit of a pain in the butt. And trying to find, you know, those and upload all of those documents from your albertahealth.ca, that was a bit of a pain. But I think there's a lot of people that are going to be excited about this. And I know there's been a lot of people that haven't been able to travel. They're thinking about it and saying, okay, it's about time. Here we go.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.